Boy, that might be the all-time miserable song. But do you get some kind of kick out of doing those?
Well, making people miserable? No.
No.
I do can live in them. I think I like singing those sort of songs, although I don't do that song very often.
I mean, it's not like part of your life or something,
no,
is it?
No, really the opposite. I mean, I think maybe there are times when I was younger, maybe I identified with it more directly. But I think sometimes you can find your way into songs just in the same way as you can sing songs you've written yourself. You sing them very vividly when they're directly attached to experience, but time brings a different view of the songs.
That's true.
And as they become, hopefully, more universal in the sense that other people hear them, the selfishness of the writer has to diminish a little bit, and you have to find the more universal voice of the song if it's going to endure.
That's interesting.
You know, I mean, obviously, the era.